Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
Dreams come from the Holy Ghost. They're not something made up by man. So I'm praying, and we're still talking about America, and we're headed in that direction, and about things that we need to be doing today as a church. We know that we are wrestling against, not against flesh and blood. It's not people. And listen, protesting, you know, voicing your opinion, writing your congressman, which would be your senator, and then your representatives and your community people. All those things are good, and being involved in different things is fine, but you'll never change everything that needs to be changed until you deal with the spirit behind it. Amen. That's what you got to do. All those other things are good, but you got to deal with the spirits, the evil spirits behind it. So here I am, and I'm praying and seeking God, and suddenly I have a vision. I'm just walking back and forth, just kind of like I'm doing right here tonight. And I'm praying, and then suddenly in that spirit of prayer comes on me. You know, you can prophesy while you're praying. And a lot of times, and Papa Hagen taught me about this, and I used to watch him doing it. A lot of times when he prayed, he got in the spirit, and an element of prophecy came through his prayers, a higher level of prayer. You can pray with your knowledge, you can pray with your understanding, but the Bible says we may all prophesy one by one. You know, a lot of times we think prophecy is just going up and giving somebody a word. Prophecy, the gift of prophecy, operates through me often. I'll be honest, as much outside of the church as it does in the church. And it's not just giving somebody a word. It's speaking by sudden inspiration of the moment, anointed by the Holy Ghost, not something premeditated or pre-thought up that you have come up with in your own. So I'm praying, and the spirit of prophecy comes on me, and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, I'm seeing a vision, and I see into the realm of the spirit, and I am standing in the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Now, I've been to a lot of courtrooms in my life. If you don't understand that, just get my book back here called Escape from Hell, and it'll tell you. And you'll know about that. But I'd never been in Supreme Court in my life. But I was standing there in the Supreme Court, and I saw the bench up there, you would call it, where the nine justices, the chief justices, would sit at. And so I'm standing there. In fact, I can see it right now in my mind's eye, because it's so real. Brother Hagen, Papa Hagen, you say it. Dad Hagen, you say it this way. Spiritual things never get old. They never get old. I mean, it's just like it's real all the time. And so I'm looking, I can just see it now. I'm standing there, and the lights was on, and I'm standing kind of to the side, and the bench was standing up here. And I'm kind of to the side, and I kind of look around in this courtroom. There's a lot of nobody's in there but me that I could tell for the moment. And I look around at this big room and all the chairs and seats and everything that you could sit at, the benches and everything. And then I noticed the doors in the back, and there were several sets of doors that you could come in and go out of. And I was standing to the side of seemingly the center aisle or the main aisle in the Supreme Court of the United States. And as I'm looking around, again, standing to the side of where the nine justices would sit, and I was standing back from that place, probably 15 feet maybe, before you got to the chairs, 9 to 10 feet, somewhere in there. And then all of a sudden, I seen some motion coming from up there where the justices, the chief justices, sit. And when I looked up there, because the motion, movement, caught my eye, I looked up there expecting to see, you know, one of the chief. I knew I was in the Supreme Court. I knew I was there. How do you know? I don't know how to know, but I knew that I was in the Supreme Court. But I looked up there thinking that I would see one of the chief justices or something, but I didn't. I saw a big demonic creature. And it was sitting up there in one of the seats of the Supreme Court justices. And I mean, just like the other justice was set there. And I mean, when I saw this thing, I pointed my finger at it in the spirit. And the anointing of God came on me. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, the Spirit of God came on me. I wasn't playing the game. I didn't think this up. I didn't even make this up. I didn't even just think, you know, one day I'm walking along and think, well, there's a demon sitting in the Supreme Court. I'm going to bind it. No, it had nothing to do with that. This was supernatural. This was a spiritual experience. God was wanting me to do something in the Spirit. So He took me in the Spirit to deal with this. And you have to be in the Spirit to deal with these things. That's a message in itself. Sometimes you may or not say some of these things, but you have to be in the Spirit. You can't play games and deal with these forces, not on this level. You know what I'm talking about? Not on this level. Because, you know, there's a lot of low-level devils. But when you get to a devil that's sitting in the Supreme Court, you don't want to go up there and slap him upside the head. You know what I mean? Because he's done slapped enough folks upside the head already. And so most folks, and it wouldn't apply to you, but you want to get the CD for your friends. Most folks never get by the low-level devils. They trip them up and knock them down. Little devils cause big problems if not dealt with. But all demons, all devils, is under your feet, regardless of who they are. It don't matter who they are or anything. But again, I just didn't run up into the Supreme Court looking for a devil. You understand that? The Lord took me there through a spiritual experience and showed me this. And in this vision, I'm standing there in the Supreme Court and I point my finger at this thing. I don't know why, but the Spirit of God came, an anointing came on me. And I said these words, I see you, I see you, I see how abortion came to be in this nation. I see how those laws were passed. I see you've been the one that's influencing the Supreme Court justices. And I also see and understand that they don't even realize that you have influenced them. And I command you to come down from there right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, the people that were praying with me in this church, they didn't see what I saw. But they saw the motions I was making. And then they heard the words I said. In fact, it's recorded on CD. I was mic'd just like I'm mic'd here. But it was in a prayer meeting. And I said, I see you. I see how abortion came to be. And I see how these laws came to pass because you influenced the Supreme Court justices. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come down from there right now in Jesus' name. And this thing began to shake and quake with fear. Demons are afraid of you. Amen. Isn't that what you sang to me? Well, didn't y'all say that demons are afraid of Pastor Larry? Didn't y'all tell them they was? You know, but they are. They are afraid of you. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse number 7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Dan Hagin used to point out to us that the word flee means, in that verse, run from as in terror. The devil is terrified of those who know who they are in Christ Jesus. James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you, which means he will run from you as in terror. He is terrified of you. Amen. Woo, aren't you glad the devil's terrified of you? And I commanded that thing, come down from there now in the name of Jesus. And so that thing is shimmying and shaking and quaking in fear. And it hops up on top of the bench where the justices would sit. And then it hopped down to the floor. And it's shaking. And it's sitting there in the floor. And I'm standing over, you know, 10 or 15 feet to the side of where this thing is right here in the middle of the court. And there's an aisle that goes out, an open aisle that goes out to these two double doors in the back of this place. And I said, not only did you have to come down from there and stop, I said, I command you in Jesus' name to get out of here right now in Jesus' name. And that thing took off running down the aisle of this court. And I remember turning to watch it. And I was wondering, I don't know why, natural I'm sure, but I was wondering, is that thing going to open the doors and walk out? Because it was a real room to me. I'm having a vision, you know. But it's a real room. I'm standing on a real floor in this place that I'm in. And I'm wondering, is this demon going to push the doors open like you and I would open the doors to come in this building here, you know, or open the front door? Is it going to push the doors open? But when it got to the doors, guess what? It went right through them. Boom! The demon went right through the doors, and I was glad he was gone regardless of how it happened. But I realized right then that the Supreme Court of the United States of America has been making a lot of bad decisions and choices for this reason. Now, I'm not against any human being. Why? Because I wrestle not against flesh and blood, remember? I'm not against a human being, but I am against anything that is contrary to my Father's word. Right? And so those on the Supreme Court, I could fight them naturally. And of course, we always want to pray that the right Supreme Court justices, and we know there's one that's coming up under the President Obama's administration now. One has already said that he's going to retire and somebody else is going to be appointed. I don't know if you understand that, and I do know, but it's very important as to who gets on that bench. Amen. The Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, has more power than it should. And it was not delegated to them by our Constitution. You go back and study our Constitution, and it was not delegated to them. They have usurped their authority, but nobody has stood up and said, no, you're not going to do that. According to the Constitution, the Supreme Court is supposed to not make law, but interpret the law that's already there and enforce the law. That's all. They're law enforcement officials. That's all they're to be there for. But what's happened, they've reversed their role. And so what they're doing now is they're making laws that they should never make, and they're enforcing things and setting things in motion that they should never be able to do. Why are they doing it? Because the church is not arising like it should. Again, I'm not against any man or against any woman that's on the Supreme Court, but I am against that spirit that's against the word of the living God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not too late. This is not a doom and gloom message. The Bible says one shall put 1,000 to flight and two shall put 10,000 to flight. And we need today in the United States of America to stand and command the devil to take his hands off the Supreme Court of the United States. Command him to take his hands off the political scene of our nation. Command him to take his hand off the social scene. And the spiritual scene, and the economic scene of this nation. All the havoc that we're going through in this nation is not from our Father God. It is from the devil. And until we arise and command the devil to go, he's going to continue to dominate and take this thing in a direction that it's not God's intention. But we can put the brakes on right now and cast him out in the name of Jesus and command him to stop his maneuvers. Said, Brother Randy, you're doing that? Yes. Are you praying for the president? Absolutely. Vice president? Yes. Supreme Court? Yes. But I'm also praying this way. I bind the devil from operating through any of them. I bind the will of the devil. I bind the will of the flesh. I bind the will of man. But I release the will of my Father God in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. That's my prayer. And I pray that prayer sometimes many times a day while I'm led by the Holy Ghost. Not because it's coming out of my head. The Lord leads me to do that. Why? Because I know if I don't pray and get the devil out of the way, then God's word cannot have the free course that God intends for it to have in this nation.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and e-books. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. And remember, God is with us.